is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hey, I'm Panda, and I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Dan, and I despise Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Chris, and I'm in Hallmark Christmas movies.
And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Oh boy.
We're doing this now.
We've got a new guest. It's his first time on the program.
Yes.
He's a little nervous, but we're going to try to work him in slowly.
Yeah. He reached out to us and he said, "Hey, can I be on your giant podcast?"
I think it'd be a huge break for me.
A huge break for
if
me
I
and
could
my
just
career
be on the podcast.
Chris Stafford, Palairhair, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm a little nervous, and then every time I talk, you guys show me, which makes me even more nervous.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure to be you, and then to see yourself, it's a lot of pressure.
The hair's looking good, though, man. Make no mistake. The hair is getting it.
Long.
Yeah.
I will say that the longer this pod has been going on, the more comparisons I've been getting to
Chris
Palaha.
That's right. Yeah.
It's becoming difficult to
now
walk down the street.
It gets annoying now because people will just send us emails and be like, did you guys replace Panda with Chris Palaha? It's so weird.
It's eerie, the resemblance. Yeah, yeah. And so, I get that.
It's weird because I get stopped on walks, Panda, and they're like, "Hey, Panda, I love
you." I love it when you do the Patron of the Week. It's my favorite.
Yeah,
it's
best thing.
Hey, speaking of the Patron of the Week, it's no more. And we hate to say that, but it's because we're on to bigger and better things.
Bramble Jam
right?
Plus,
Bramble
baby.
Jam Plus. For those of you out there that are like me and so many other people who listen to podcasts and hate ads, they're coming. The ads are coming.
That's right.
But they don't have to.
You can get rid of all the ads.
You can get rid of all the ads.
At BrambleJamPlus.com.
That's exactly right. Not only are you going to get rid of all the ads, you're going to get all of our shows completely ad-free in one central
stream.
Feed.
That's right. You don't like one, unsubscribe.
Yeah.
It's that easy.
That's exactly right.
One feed, you don't get any ads. Bingo, bango, all in, all done. And,
that's right.
And if you pay for a year in advance, it's like $4 a month.
That's right.
It's nothing.
And you'll get Chris's new podcast. It's called Chris's Secret Thoughts.
Chris's Secret Thoughts.
And it's just
he's going to share them only on the podcast.
Only on the podcast. It's the
but
first time.
Secret otherwise.
And we got a clip.
We do have a clip. Yeah, yeah.
Let's cue that clip.
Yeah. Hey, ready? So the other day I was thinking about the world and I heard a lot of people talking about how it might be flat and I guess in a way that could make sense. You see as far as you can and there was that one, I don't know, that time I saw the island of...
Man, that's really good, Chris. That's really good.
I love the fact that for Chris's Secret Thoughts, he's coming hot out of the gate with flat earth.
Yeah.
Boy. and he said, here was his defense of flat earth. You see as far as you can.
That's true.
I mean, isn't that the only defense of flat earth?
That's the only one. Hey, have you ever seen farther than you could? No.
I will say this. He's caused me to rethink a bunch of things.
Well, join in. So let me get this straight. If for $5 a month, I can do Bramble Jam Plus.
That's right. And that's
so that means I'm looking at so $5, that's $10 every 2 months. I do the whole year like that. I'm looking at
$60. But if you pay for a year in advance,
$60 for the year.
But you can do it for $50 if you pay for a year up front.
So yeah, two months free.
Yeah, $4 a month. Yeah.
I'm thinking of doing it, you guys. I think I'm gonna do it for
you. Chris, now's the time. Maybe we're not here to take anybody's money, Chris, but I think you can afford it.
I see that.
I think
hotel.
I might do it.
I love it.
Yeah. Commercial free.
You could take that money and you could fix the fireplace in your hotel room or Bramble Jam Plus.
That's right.
It's all for show. It's for show. It's 400 years old, but it's for show.
That's right. 400-year-old Hawaii hotel. That's right. It's on you at this point, buddy.
Hey, question for you guys. When you say it's ad-free, does that mean that in the shows you don't advertise certain things? Like sometimes during the shows you'll advertise like Kringles or you'll do some. Does that mean none of that?
Well, it depends, Chris, because I'm about to talk about popcorn.
That's true.
And we wouldn't consider that an ad. That's a friendship.
That's a partnership. There's no way you can escape popcorn or Kringles. But in our podcast, Standard, There are two ads that come on before the show. There are four ads during the show, and there are two ads after. All eight of those would be gone if you were on Bramble Jam Plus. Nice. But nice. Us waxing poetic about Shirley's popcorn, there's nothing you can do.
You won't hear about Home Depot, but you will hear about the fact that you can get 10% off your Shirley's popcorn by using the promo code DECKJULY2020 by going to shirleyspopcorn.com and getting amazing popcorn, such as the Afterburner. It's one of my personal favorites.
Spicy popcorn.
If you're looking like, so I would compare it to like spicy Cheetos in popcorn form, but better. Oh, that's so how I would compare it.
We need to send Chris a bag of that.
Chris, we're going to send you, maybe your family. I'm going to send you the link. You tell me what you
give
want.
Give me that address in Honolulu, and we'll get it right
to you.
Shirley's popcorn.
Shirley's popcorn. I like it.
And yeah, of course. And then like some people might say that Bramble Jam Plus is an ad in of itself. And we would say no.
No, no, that's just in-house.
That's in-house. That's there's nothing we can do about that. Sure. Chris, thank you for joining us today. We are reviewing a movie you're not in, which is going to be a lot of fun.
It's a Lacey Chabert joint. Now, are you worried, Chris? You've never done a movie with Lacey Chabert. Are you worried about...
Is this going to disqualify you?
...giving some takes on this movie?
No, she's the queen of... She is one of the queens. Yeah, she could blackball me if that's not nice, right?
Yeah.
So and we don't want that. We don't want that. So we'll take out... We'll edit this for sure. Trust us.
Yeah. A lot of editing.
A lot of editing.
You want to dive in, bro?
Let's dive in. Guys, I want to talk to you about Matchmaker Santa. It originally aired on November 17th, 2012, and it went a little something like this. The movie starts off with little Melanie. She's a little child. She loves to make little baked goods, and she loves her parents. Fast forward to present day, adult Melanie also likes making baked goods and still loves her parents, but she does not have time for Christmas. She has a boyfriend who also doesn't have time for Christmas or her in general. His name is Justin, and they are planning to meet for a big dinner at So Far's. But Justin's a busy boy, so he sends his friend Dean to pick her up and bring her to So Far's. But there's a problem. He didn't make reservations at the So Far's, and so he has to take her to what I would say is similar to a diner. Is that fair?
Yeah.
And outside, there's a Santa who's, you know, doing what Santas do around Christmas time, ringing the bells and whatnot. He does a little nose tap, and he laughs. As Santas do. And we all know what that means. Love. So they go to the diner. Justin finally shows up. He sends Dean off. And then he's like, listen, I want you to join me at this house. Is it a lake house, forest house, woods?
Yeah. Mountain house.
Mountain house, forest house, as we call it. A forest house for Christmas. You'll meet my mom. What he doesn't tell her is that we're going to have a big party for the board. And you're going to be there. So she's surprised to find that out. So Melanie hops on a plane to head to the forest house. And guess who's sitting next to her on the plane? Santa. Talking, having a lot of fun with Santa. He's like, what'd you ask for last time you wrote to Santa? You know, things normal Santas ask. So she lands, and Justin is talking to this guy in the woods who is a board member. And guess who also shows up in the woods? Santa. He shows up for one reason, and that's to give that guy poison ivy. Classic Santa. And he vanishes. Guess who comes to pick up Melanie? Not Justin. Dean. Dean picks him up, and they're on their way. And guess who they see on the side of the road? Santa. He's hitchhiking as he does. Despite Dean's feelings on the issue of picking up hitchhikers, they let Santa come along. And I'm beginning to think that this isn't an ordinary Santa. I think he might be a matchmaker Santa. So they head into this little town. They break down Bad News Bears. Cut back to Justin. Justin gets a knock, knock, knock on the door. Who could it be? Is it Santa? No, it's his ex-girlfriend, Blair. And she is filling in for Poison Ivy guy at the board meeting. Why is she there so early? Next thing you know, the car is broken down. They're trying to figure out what to do. They find a mechanic, and he's like, I can fix it tomorrow. I got to go home and eat pork chops. Nothing I can do about that. And that's fair. So they decide we're going to stay the night, and naturally, they only have one extra room in the inn.
Classic.
Would have come in handy for Jesus. And Dean and Melanie get the honeymoon suites. And so they have some pillow talks separated by a barrier, and they go to sleep. So guess who spends the night at Justin's house? Blair. Ow! Santa needs elves, as he does. So he gets Melanie and Dean to become elves to help him out while they're in town. So Justin goes to pick up Melanie. He gets a call, says, hey, come pick us up. But there's a bear. Bear appears. Can't go. Sorry, nothing we can do about that. So go back to the town. And Melanie decides, they find out that we got to stay here another night, parts stranded in the snow or something like that. So Melanie decides, I'm going to help bake cookies for the Christmas tree lighting. She has her handy dandy secret and cookie ingredient handy. You never know when you need to bake. Bakers bake. Bakers bake. So it's time for the party. The Christmas tree lights up. It's all magical. It comes out that Dean has actually been buying all the gifts that Justin has given to Melanie. He's been the one buying it. It comes to be a little bit in a creepy way. He says it because he's like, you look really good. I knew you would when I envisioned you. But either way, he's the one doing all the gift buying. Standard bad guy stuff. He helps her to the kitchen, there's some flour in her face and in his face, and she helps get it out. And then he grabs her hand. They almost kiss, but no. Not yet. She then gets a flashback to her mom calling her dad Prince Charming, because is Dean Prince Charming? Maybe. And she gets all lightheaded. They go for a walk and they get another almost kiss. Two almost kisses. Can we make it a three? We'll find out. So he takes her. He's like, listen, I'm into you, but like, I can't say that yet. It's all, you know how it is. So Melanie then tells Santa that the last time she wrote to Santa was to ask him for the type of true love that her mom and dad had. She wrote that as a child, very mature for her age. She thought that she had that with Justin, but now not so sure. Santa's not really helpful here, but it's a very sweet moment. Back at the cabin, Justin and Blair clearly in love. So that's cool. Melanie and Dean go for another walk after the tree lighting, and he gives her a wooden Santa that he whittled. It's a whittle situation. It's a whittle week. That he made, tells her, hey, I'm quitting my job. I'm going to open a wood shop because clearly I'm a baller at this whittling. So he opens up about how he was engaged, but it didn't work out because that girl just wasn't the right fit. And Melanie's like, am I the right fit? And he's like, uh-huh. And they kiss. Not in the third almost kiss. A real kiss. A real boy kiss. The next day, the car's finally fixed. But Justin and Blair show up. And Justin's like, hey, I'm really into Blair. Hope that's nice. They never tell Justin that she's in love with Dean. And that, my friends, was Matchmaker Santa.
Wow.
That's exactly
That's
right.
A mouthful, man. Every time you do that, I'm like exhausted for you.
Yeah, that was a long one.
That was a long one. There was a lot to this movie.
Yeah.
We're going to get into it, but first we're going to take a break, which you won't hear if you're on Bramble Jam Plus.
Of course.
But for the rest of you, you're stuck with it. Here's some ads. We hope you like them.
You know, scratch everything I said before. You don't need to join Bramble Jam Plus.
No.
Those ads were great.
Life-saving.
So good.
Life-saving.
Chris, I signed up for all of them during the break.
Chris said he was going to buy three of the last thing, didn't you?
I already did. I was online.
Wow, man, he's quick on the draw.
We have four segments to talk about this movie, to break it down, to share how we feel. And we always start with the hot take. And the other day, I was a little bit chilly, and then I started to think about Panda's hot takes, and I was like, oh my gosh, warm front coming through. He gives the hottest takes. Panda, what'd you think about this movie?
Get ready to adjust the thermometer, boys and girls. This one's coming in hot. I like this movie, all right. Here's what's fun about this movie is a magic Santa gets me every time. And there is some magic in this movie. And I miss that Hallmark doesn't make more of these kind of movies. That said, here's what's odd about this movie. the entire premise is set up on two people that essentially are, you know, she's dating somebody else and then falls in love with another person. He falls in love with somebody else. And then they get together at the end. They're like, hey, yeah. Sorry. That's a weird Hallmark movie in some sense.
Like, they don't make them like they used
to. They do not.
2012 was a simpler time where you could both cheat on your spouses and it's fine.
Yeah.
Not spouses.
Not spouses. Wait a minute. Your significant other. So just here's what.
That's right.
So there's some statements they make in this movie. It was 2012. Like, it's just a different. Yeah. It's different. But here's what's great. You have Florence Henderson in here, which is awesome. You have John Ratzenberger, who's in there. Yeah. And then you also have, and I want to make Lynn Shea in there. She's great.
And then fourth, you have Robert Pine, Chris Pine's dad. Robert Pine gets one scene in this movie. Like the venerable, like he's like a Treat Williams type. He gets one scene. He gets one scene in the woods.
My biggest problem is they waste the characters.
Oh my gosh.
They should have used. Like,
they have some heavy hitters in this movie.
And they waste them. Like John Ratzenberger's character is wasted. He could have just done so many great things. So this is why, for me, this is not a love. I do like this movie overall. It was a nice change of pace from the traditional Hallmark movie. That's where I'm at.
Sure. Chris, what'd you think?
I liked it, guys. I'm not going to lie. I've watched some of these things and I'm like, what the? But this one was okay. And like you said, you had Cliff from Cheers. You had the mom from Brady Bunch. I had no idea that was Chris Pine's dad in the forest.
But here's the thing is now, once you see it, you cannot unsee it. He's in our other movie this week.
No.
It looks like Chris Pine in old man makeup. That's what it looks like.
Hmm. That's funny. That's cool. Yeah, that's really cool. And then, you know, so Randy Pope, who is in charge of Hallmark these days, he produced this movie back in 2012. So it was interesting to see, because he understands story in a really intelligent way. I'll go in and we'll talk about, I'll pitch things and he'll be like, well, this is why this would work. This is why this wouldn't work. Bop, bop, bop. So he's smart when it comes to story. So the fact that they broke it down the way that they did, I liked it. And I thought it was different because of the couples, like the coupling. Yeah. You know, they were with the wrong people and they ended up with the right people. I get to have my my say on what I didn't understand. But as far as the movie goes, I dug it. I watched it. I turned it on. I enjoyed the movie. It felt like I was getting ready for Christmas time.
Back on the mainland instead of off on that island.
It made me feel nice.
Nothing compares to a Honolulu holiday.
No.
This comes close. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny. Last week, we complained about how
magical Christmas ornament wasn't
magical enough. And it was as if, somehow, back in 2012, Hallmark knew that we were going to be complaining about magical Christmas holidays and the lack of magic, and they said, let's give them something to talk about.
They backed up the magic trick.
They unloaded it. And I could not be more in for the magic. The Santa was phenomenal. We've met this Santa guy.
He's great.
And at Christmas Land Experience, Chris.
Chris
the
actually
Santa
met him
at
too.
Christmas Land Experience. That's him.
The one from LA.
Really? I didn't realize I had. I
was
thought
he there?
He was there. Yeah. There was a guy dressed up in Santa Claus, and that was him. Yep. So I love him. I thought he was a treat. He contributes to my All the Feels, which we'll get to in just a little bit. So yeah, I love it. I mean, that's the one thing that I miss nowadays with the Hallmark movies. I don't mind the formula. I don't mind that I know what's going to happen in every movie. I like that. I do miss the magic. I miss the real deal magic where they used to have the gumption to let the reindeer fly.
Yeah, back in the day. So we did last week. We complained magical Christmas ornaments had no magic. And I would like to apologize to magical Christmas ornaments, which is objectively a better movie than this one.
Wrong.
This movie is atrocious. This movie ends with a handshake, guys.
Yes.
They pan out on a handshake. Yeah. I know your boy Randy Pope is involved. Who let that? What editor was like, okay, so here's what we do. We have him kiss. We have one more scene. They half explain what's going on. Okay, everybody's yes. thrilled, and they shake hands as the camera pans away and roll credits.
No, they don't stick the landing at the end.
Oh my gosh, it's bad.
Ending. I'll give you that.
You know what? I'm going to be the divisive one. I love that ending.
You like
a gentleman's handshake is the way to end it.
Doctor, good.
It's a gentleman's handshake without the other gentleman yeah. knowing the whole story.
Yeah. You love.
That's
love
a
my
lot
girlfriend.
Of my handshakes. Hey, in life,
I want to let you know that I am in love with this girl, and Lacey's just like,
shake.
Well, okay, then that's convenient.
So not only that, but we'll get into Santa here in a little bit, and the guy that plays Santa is great, and he makes a lot of fun. But they do waste every venerable actor in this movie, and there are too many of them. I'm glad Florence Henderson's in there, and I'm glad Lynn Shay.
Lynn Shay.
Lynn Shay's in there. But I don't know what they're doing. It's like a Grace and Frankie bit? Or what are they doing? Like, I'm confused. They forget how to bake cookies. I'm very... John Ratzenberger is a bad mechanic and a bad mayor. Like, I don't... It doesn't hold up. I will say... Lacey is in her prime here. Not that Lacey's ever not in her prime. I don't want to make an
this
old
is
joke.
Favorite.
I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is this is prime Lacey Chabert. This is the kind of Lacey Chabert that we
I
all
think
remember
what you're trying to say
when we're watching the new movies.
Is this is when Lacey clearly still enjoyed the movie.
That's right. It didn't feel like the same performance. Like, I know she's traveled around the world, but I love Romance and Chocolate and the movie she did in Rome or wherever. Those are one big movie to me.
Yeah. We can talk about Lacey all day long, and I have. But I would just say I agree in that sense. I will still pick a Lacey Chabert autopilot movie over a lot of different movies because I think she's wonderful. But this, she still has
discovery in her. She still, like, is not just kind of going through all the motions.
Yeah.
It's like... Some time or another, Chris, eventually, if he makes 100 of these, is going to stop really giving it his all to every character, and he's going to be like, oh, business guy? Yeah, where's the check? It's going to happen. It may not be till he's 50 or 60. Maybe it'll be as a dad, but like...
Take it back, Dan. Never going to happen, brother. Never going to happen.
But it's like, you know, I always tell you the reason I enjoy you is because I feel like you've tried to embrace the character and be like, what decisions would my character make? Whereas I do think with Lacey especially, and Candace... That's just who they are. Like, that's just, they show up. And this movie has a little bit less of that, which I found nice. But by and large, I hated this movie.
Wow.
Hate it. That's strong.
Chris, I have a question for you guys. How many movies had she done for Hallmark at this point?
Ooh, I don't know the answer to that.
2012. Was she in like...
No, that's a really good question.
Is this her fourth one? Is this her second one?
I'm looking it up. Chris wants to know the barometer. He wants to know at one point he starts just phoning it in.
Yeah, how many more years do I got is what you're really asking.
We've done 200 plus of these episodes for Deck the Hallmark.
I'll look it up. We can go to All the Feels.
Okay, we'll go to All the Feels. We'll send our producer, Tracy, will look it up, and we'll get back to you in just a second. It's time for All the Feels, part of the show. Talk about when this movie gave us those Christmas feels. Panda?
Okay, so the town that they're in is great. I love it. It gave me all of the Christmas feels. In particular... I don't know why they're roaming around so late at night, but the carolers out at like 10, 11 o'clock at night caroling. I love that. Like, I know that's probably not something that really happens that often, but I sure wish it happened more. And every single time they were there, I got Christmas feels. I can't explain it. Put a smile on my face. Loved it.
I like that, Panda. That was very nice. Chris?
Yeah, not to piggyback off of Panda's answer, but the lake house, even though there was one shot where they kind of were on a dam and it made the lake look a little less sort of mountain beautiful, that was one thing that, you know, and then there was a bear, and that always gives you the feels because you're thinking, you know, there's a bear, even though it's Christmas time and they should be sleeping. But it was that town. It was that picturesque little Beaufort Falls town with Cliff as the mayor / mechanic. And for whatever reason, that little... that it was so cozy, that hotel, that Santa Claus was like, let's look right there. And they go, so the car breaks down, and behind the car is the auto shop, and across, like literally at a perpendicular angle from them is a hotel, like the perfect bread and breakfast place. And it did, it gave me all the feels. I felt like I was 4 years old or 5 years old, and it was Christmas, and I had on my onesie and my mom and dad's you know, love was engulfing me. It was one of those moments when I watched that part of the movie.
Yeah, I just want to pop in here to say this is Lacey Chabert's first Hallmark Christmas movie.
Whoa!
She had one movie before then. It was a February release, Elevator Girl. And then this is her first Christmas movie, Matchmaker.
So the magic
Santa
was still in the air. Oh.
Yes, it's her first one.
She was gunning for it, boys. She was bringing it.
She could see it in her sights. Yeah. That's right. It's like a Rocky Mountain Christmas.
That's right.
I mean, when Graham Mitchell, like I felt that was Graham Mitchell. Oh. Like I just felt.
That's a guy who's there ready to make a $50 million.
That's right. There's no way around it.
He gets it. He gets it, that Graham. I have feels, everybody. I've seen no less, I think, at this point, 1,000 Christmas tree lightings on Hallmark Channel. It's every Christmas movie. At a certain point, you stop getting feels from the Christmas tree lighting. Not this time. I love this Christmas tree lighting, namely because of the Santa.
You took my feels.
The
Christmas
Santa
tree lighting in this movie is great.
It's a great Christmas tree lighting. It's a good Christmas tree.
The lights are great.
And Santa brings it.
Santa brings it.
I want that guy at every single Christmas tree lighting.
He's
just knocking it out of the park. It was a great Christmas tree lighting. You know, we don't need the fancy switches. We don't need all that. We just need a good Santa, a good Christmas tree, and a good movie.
Yeah.
And that's what we got.
Yeah. The Christmas tree lighting was mine as well. Like it worked all the way around. Most times the Christmas tree lighting are very disappointing in these movies. This was a gigantic Christmas tree, well lit. Santa was absolutely there in character and he brought it and it was great. So Christmas tree lighting was mine too. Finer point for Chris as an actor. Lacey has done 17 Hallmark movies plus 4 mysteries. So 21 movies for Hallmark Channel. She's done. 21. Okay. That's where she is right now. She was at number 2 when this took place.
Wow.
21 since 2010. In 10 years, she's done 21 movies. Yeah. That is crazy town.
Wow. That's 2 a year. That's a good average.
It's getting it done there.
Dare to dream, Chris. Dare to dream.
That's right.
Last year was a good year. Hey, we're going to get to wait what. Before we do, let's take one more break. I think Chris needs to buy some more stuff.
That's right.
So, listen to this, Chris. Get your browser ready. And we'll be right back after this.
I'm convinced now you don't join Bramble Jam Plus. Those were hard-hitting, but they hit your heart.
Boy, that was beautiful.
That was. Thanks. I'm going to get SanDisk and get some extra storage for my computer.
Now, Chris, I saw you. You seem to be, you got a stop buying stuff text from your wife. Is that what I saw?
Yeah, because I just did another round of purchasing.
That's tough.
It's tough.
That's tough.
You got to pay the bills somehow.
Hawaii's expensive. Hey, let's get into the wait what. It's the part of the show we talk about when this movie made us go wait what. Hun away, if you will. What, whatever you want to call it to get your point across. Panda, kick us off, pal.
Kick us off.
The fine dining establishment of Sofars.
Yep.
This place is labeled like legitimate, difficult to get into, reservations, it's packed. And then just on the doors, they just have fine dining in probably the ugliest font I've ever seen in my life.
Both windows just say fine dining.
Thanks for that so
it's
far.
It's like somebody's driving through and they're like, if there was only a place in town we could get some, hey, wait a minute.
Son of a gun.
An idea just flew into my funnel. Fine dining.
And you wonder why so far it's so hard to get into.
I couldn't believe they had this line in a Hallmark movie. And, because it's Hallmark. But at one point, Dean says to the CEO near the beginning of the movie, now that you're CEO, you're a target for the fair sex looking to climb the corporate ladder.
Good gosh.
Holy smokes. Yeah. What? 2012. I was like, what's happening right
2012
now?
2012 in Hallmark is 1962. It is when Mad Men was occurring.
I was about to say, are we watching Mad Men?
That would be the equivalent of today, someone saying, hey, be careful, someone might Me Too you.
Yeah.
Like, just to say it out loud.
Yes. That's exactly what would happen.
It was so bad.
Yeah. They just got finished drinking highballs of whiskey. in the office in there. It's 9:45 in the morning, and he rolls out. You know, it's bad enough that he says, hey, make sure they're going to try to come. Before that, the CEO looks at a girl, just walks right and goes, you look lovely today.
He's like, you look beautiful today.
Chris, if you get that line in a movie, are you like, hey, wait, what are we doing here, guys?
Yeah, I think we might scratch that one off. I don't know if that's going to fly anymore.
Dean started talking.
It used to be a thing, right? You would see a girl, and if she looked pretty, you'd be like, hey, you look really lovely today, or you look nice today. Yeah. And it was a genuine compliment, but now you can't. It's just, it's forbidden.
Yeah, and forbidden.
I thought Dean was going to, like, call him out, like, hey, like, I thought he was going to say something, but he was like,
doubles down on,
you be careful, you little
women,
devil.
Women are out there to get your job, buddy.
Like, that's the only way that can climb that corporate ladder.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez. I couldn't believe it.
Well, they don't have the scales.
Good gosh.
It was shocking. I couldn't believe he said it. At one point, Lacey says to Santa, oh, you get mistaken for Santa? Mm. Like, it's a, who?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you can believe it.
Shocker. Yeah. And then finally, we have to talk about the police department, which is legitimately, like, I get it's played for comedy. This is the all-time, like, this is bad for this police department. They're just not going out to multiple reported calls of a bear.
Yeah, I think the interesting part is it's played for laughs, but the reality is, and I could be wrong on this, bears don't really hibernate for months at a time. No. Like we think they do. Like, it would be very plausible that a bear would be up there, and for the police to just make it a bit.
Yes.
Like, at some point, it just becomes a bit. Like, just a full-on, oh, that guy thinks he's scared of a bear again. Ha, ha, ha. Protect and serve. Nah, thanks. Like, it becomes a, it does. You're right. It becomes it's played for laughs. And so that's why you give it a little bit of leeway. I just feel like this is a bad, like, all bears aren't hibernating all winter long. That's not a thing.
And there's funnier ways to do that. It just, to me, that section didn't land very well. There's not a police department. I imagine there's not a police department where they're just like, nah. Yeah. They're lying about
and
the bear's
definitely not going to stay in one place. Like, and now they're just scared to ever go outside ever again because of bears?
Yeah.
Well, and that's my point. That was like the threat level of the bear became a little ridiculous because he goes out to the window, sees the bear, and then 2 hours later, the bear in the car? Just he's just like hiding in a shadow ready to jump. I don't understand.
Ate all that honey. Just waiting on dessert.
It's like, no, but it's like when I see those bears, man, they're tricky. It's like when I see a snake, like the snake kind of stays in my mind for a while.
I know they gotta get in this car. I'm no dummy. You just come on down here. Come to Papa.
I'll get you a little later.
You play a good bear.
I was gonna do it till Chris jumped in. That's all I was waiting.
All I'm trying to say is if I see a snake.
I love your bear. I don't know any other
that and my Bob Carlyle.
Oh, my gosh. Two of the best things. That's right.
Chris, if you ever are trying to find a bear, to cast a bear, look no further.
Right here.
This is the guy. Chris, you got something?
Oh, I've got some. I've got some wake whats. So my first wake what is when you're an actor in a movie, especially if it's called Magic Santa, you know you're the lead of the movie. When your first scene comes up, you don't have to be. Like, the camera was moving right past Santa Claus, and he just was pulling. I'm sure he's an amazing guy, and you guys got to meet him, and I'm sure, and God bless him. I'm not disparaging another actor here, even though I am disparaging his choice in this particular moment, because he did a wonderful job throughout the rest of the film. But, my God, why would you pull that much attention to yourself, like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, look at me, in the very beginning of the movie when the whole dang thing is about you? Like, it would almost be a smarter choice to hold back on that initial moment, especially when it really isn't about you, and just be the covert, like, wait a minute, wasn't that the Santa from the beginning? Yes, it was.
Yeah.
We've layered it. We've made it deeper. That was my first.
Yeah, he touches his nose like a cocaine addict.
What you don't know is some earlier takes, he rings the bell and just says, I'm really Santa. And they backed him off. I'm just kidding.
Trust me.
Santa here.
Hey, wait, rack three. Okay, so far, do you guys keep adding an S to the name of the restaurant? I think it was just called So far.
Yeah.
Which,
okay.
Which
so far. Yeah.
So okay. far.
Which, I don't understand that.
That was a wait what, but not as much a wait what as, okay, so guys, you like the Christmas tree lighting. And I thought that that was awesome that you guys had the feels from that. But my question for you is, what in tarnation were the police doing parked on all sides of the Christmas and their lights? It was like a SWAT team showed up. It was so unnerving. I was watching all of this stuff take place around this Christmas tree, and all I could see were the cop cars with their lights flashing in the background, like some sort of dead body was under the tree, or a drug dealer had gone bad.
Directing traffic, Chris. They got it's Beaufort Falls.
So nervous, man.
That's Detective Travis in you.
Trav there.
Well, who's dead?
Man, I didn't.
The rest of
it
our
all.
Simple people are like, "Yay, Christmas!" And you're like, "Someone's dead over there." You got any else, Chris? Is that good?
No, those are.
I love it. I do have a few. Even though I thought it was wonderful, Santa says that the suit's the best part of the job, which I just thought
I
thought was an interesting. The suit is the best part of the job. It's all downhill from there, my friend. The roadblock only blocks half the road.
Yeah,
it was not an obvious roadblock. If I'm them, I'm driving around. I think it's just somebody working on the telephone poles.
Right.
But they're like, oh, something must be going on. She says, after traveling around for a while, she says, my GPS isn't working great right now.
Yeah.
Which implies that they could have used it earlier on.
Yes.
What you do is you just pop that sucker on before you leave the house, and then it's good.
This is important that we. This movie is the laziest movie about why two people are trapped in a town I think I've ever seen. Like in 2012, Siri existed. Okay. Yes. We're not talking about a long forgotten time where like dinosaurs roam the earth. We're talking about 2012. You could have pushed a button and said, Siri, how do I get out of town? That's like, it's that simple. Like I act like that is not a part of this movie is absurd to me.
Yeah.
And then they break, there's so many, I'll get to more of them later, but they're, it just, and then
I would even say throw the phones out, like get rid of the phone, like self service wasn't great. Didn't have unlimited service. So most people weren't using maps. You were using an actual GPS, and the actual GPS, it's pretty hard to lose service.
Yes.
For an act like where its only job is to get this out. Like that's, it takes a lot. And it means that she didn't, I don't know. Just try.
Yeah.
No kidding. He says he didn't get any cookies, but we saw him.
Yep. Got a cookie.
We saw him buy $5 worth of cookies.
He bought cookies.
You're a liar. Last but not least.
Dean's a liar.
Yeah, Dean's a liar. And also just a little creepy sometimes. Blair was going to attempt to go home even though they just saw that the roads were closed.
That's right.
They get back from being like, oh, we got all turned around. And she's like, I gotta go. And they convince her, no, it's snowing outside. You don't need the snow. You can just maybe be like, do you remember?
But she's not going to Beaufort Falls. She's going somewhere else to home.
I understood it. It's all roads lead north.
No.
Situation.
No.
I think it's an all
different road.
I didn't think there were different roads in that little area. That's all I got.
Okay. I got a bunch. First of all, let's start with Santa. If this guy is not Santa, which is what we think for most of the movie, because who would believe in Santa Claus, he should be arrested. And if he is Santa, he should be arrested.
Wait, you thought he wasn't Santa?
No, I'm saying that the people in this movie don't believe in a magical being called Santa Claus. But listen, some of the things he does, he makes someone get poison oak to get him out of the picture. He impersonates someone working on a road and does so for some reason in a southern accent. Like we're in the middle of the north. These people have never met him. He doesn't need an accent. He can just talk normally. He goes full southern.
That's actually how Santa actually talks.
Just for the fun of it. Like to continually like use his magic and teleportation skills the way he's using them, that's a real Watchmen situation.
Yeah, it
like,
is.
I'm kind of terrified of Santa. Mm-hmm. The amount of power he wields.
Yeah.
He wields a lot of power. He can reappear and disappear wherever he wants. He can close roads. He can make people like, this is not okay. This guy is not your run of the mill. What do the kids want? Let me get it for him. He's a terrorist.
He's Dr. Sanhattan.
Yeah.
I did it. I'm proud
Nicely done. So they get, I love it. So they get to Beaufort Falls. They pull over. The car
perks up. He's
I did it, guys.
Hey. They get, the car stops working. And he goes, it can't be out of gas. She's Lacey Chabert says, are we out of gas? And he says, can't be out of gas. We just filled up at the nearest town. And then she says, maybe the gauge is broken. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You were there, Lace.
Lacey, even if the gauge is broken, you just filled up. It doesn't matter if the gauge doesn't work. Your car is filled with gas. It's not a gasoline issue. He just said we filled up, and she was like, maybe the gauge is broken. Nah, kid, I'm
it's
sorry.
It's the alternator. Are we sure? Because what if the gas...
Hear me out, gasoline.
It sounds like the alternator, but yeah. How we rolled out all the possible gas situations.
We are in a very cold part of the north. Where is it? I don't remember where it is. Is it Michigan,
it's
Minnesota?
Cold town, yeah. I don't know.
They're doing a Kids Meet the Santa bit outside. Mm-hmm. They're doing Kids Meet Santa outside. Everyone's freezing. Not a mall. Not just, you know, at your normal indoor places. Can't outside, standing in the freezing cold. Doesn't make any sense. The scene after they help Santa, they're talking by a newspaper stand. Did you guys see this? And the USA Today in the newspaper stand says, an Easter surprise on it. You can go back. It is easily seen. I mean, my TV is 75 inches. I get it. But I was like, does that say an Easter surprise? It sure does.
Man, that was a cool humble brag you did there, right? With your 75-inch TV.
pretty big flex there.
You know, it was easy for me to see.
Yeah. these two ladies making cookies every year. They make cookies every year together. They don't know how to make cookies. Every year they make cookies, and for some reason this year, they don't know how to make them.
Correct.
Oven's too hot. Cookies are burned. They're exasperated. They said they do this every year. How in the world do they not know how to make cookies? It is the same thing literally every year. And then when Dean and Lacey start to help, Dean's like, hey, let me get in here. He sprinkles flour on some dough. He rolls the pin, and Lacey goes, oh, you actually know what you're doing, huh? I mean, as much as anyone who's ever seen a rolling pin does, sure. Yeah, absolutely. He knows what he's doing. That's all I got.
Did you see how much frosting they put on the cookie, by the way?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's better than the no frosting at the beginning. Frosting.
Just, yeah.
I have one last thing. What's he doing with the candy cane, man? He was sucking the heck out of that thing. I was like, all right, that's a weird choice.
Yeah. Here, kid, have a candy cane. Look what I'm doing with mine. I'm just really...
I'm really going to town on it.
Sticking out of his face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
I feel like you guys have it out for Santa, and I don't appreciate it.
No, this was Dean doing
this. Oh, jump on Dean all you want. Dean's the worst.
Yeah.
Guys, let's talk about what the homework is. Part of the show where we wonder what could have been, maybe happened, give some clarity to the questions that we still have. Panda?
There's a line here that I'm very confused by. And I kind of want to know the answer, but I'm also frightened to know the answer. So here's what happens. Florence and...
the machine.
Yeah, the machine. Lynn. I don't know I can't remember their character's names.
Peggy and Debbie.
Yeah, Peggy and Debbie.
Someone's Skeeter. That's all I know.
At one point, she says, mixing makes my fingers tingle, like when I have the rock star. And then Peggy responds, everything makes Debbie tingle.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, guys.
That's either a medical situation that we need to seriously talk about,
or it's a different movie,
or it's a different 2012.
Or it should be on Hallmark.
That's right.
Yeah, and I don't like it, it made me uncomfortable. It was an uncomfortable line, made me uncomfortable.
Hey, I'm Santa,
Chris. There's so many jokes there. Sorry,
there's too many jokes. I'm looking at my notes because I actually took notes while I watched this.
Yeah, you
thing.
Did. Welcome to our life.
Yeah, and so you know Debbie.
Of course.
Debbie.
Yeah.
Who's as free as a bird. That whole scene where she first meets Dean and she just walks up to him.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. And she's just so like a cougar. And I mean, it's so overt and it's just this, and it's uncomfortable. It's one of those, what the heck? What the Hallmark? Like, it was like, I didn't understand that.
Does she end up with somebody?
Yeah.
Like, does she end up with a younger guy? Because that's clearly.
Where did she learn it was okay to do that in public? To stare at someone that
like, maybe
long.
Maybe she needs her own movie. Maybe that's what they were gunning for. They were like, why don't we do such a curious job that they'll be forced to give us our own
spinoff.
Debbie gets tingles. What can we say?
Debbie gets tingles. But that tingle line, that was another thing. And then to keep on with Debbie, she picked up a cookie and she was about to eat it. And so she had this thing in her hands. And
in her mouth.
After her mouth. Yeah. And then everyone was like, no, 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 we're going to sell that. And then she puts it back on the tray. And in this COVID-19 era, I thought to myself, okay, that's how you get COVID-19. That's good.
That's how it started, actually.
That's patient zero.
It's been slowly spreading since 2012.
During COVID, watching some of these movies has been tough, but that scene and the scene where he's sucking on a candy cane, handing the candy cane to the other, that's tough to watch.
Holding his phone, handing out candy canes.
And that's just and the handshake at the end, for that matter.
Yeah, yeah. Hand out for a handshake.
No more gentleman handshake.
The handshake was dirty. Hey,
I'm into this girl. Elbow bump. Yeah.
Bump. The one last thing I will say is, did you guys notice the, she said lions, she's like, there's bears. And then she says, lions and tigers. And like a reference to Wizard of Oz, and there was a little tiger behind her.
I did not see that.
I don't understand why it was there, though.
Yeah, well, you know.
That's exactly why it's a What the Hallmark, because I was like, why is there a tiger in the scene? Like, they just did that to be clever.
We got all our Christmas decorations out. No, we're forgetting the tiger. Bring the tiger down here. No, it looks good.
Dude, I saw Debbie Gets Tingles live once.
Forget
about it.
I was not old enough to get into that show.
18 and older. of course, I want to know about So Far.
Fine dining.
Fine dining. What are the, all that. My big question, though, and again, it always happens when we get any sort of magic, like angels and whatnot. But, and this is especially true with this here Santa, what can't Santa do?
Mm. Oh, he's God.
What can't God in this
movie.
Do?
Yeah.
Because it appears as if he can do anything.
He's not captured by space or time.
Right.
And his nose is all powerful.
Yeah.
He can do anything.
Dude, cocaine will do that to you.
It's wild. Now, you did that at the Debbie Does Tingles tour.
It's behind me. Yeah, that time is behind me. We don't talk about it.
You've recovered well since then.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no. Santa is terrifying in this movie. Like, legit
what
terrifying.
What can't he do?
In this movie. I just never... Santa's always been disconcerting to me, and I've never... Ever.
I will say one thing he can't do, like, again, I think it's the same type of thing as, like, the angels, is he can't force you to make a decision. Because if he could, then there'd be no movie. He would just say, hey, you shouldn't be with him. I'm going to put you together.
Well,
boom,
Santa, I think, considering that he can literally teleport, like at Star Trek, I think he could, but he chooses not to because it's the magic of Christmas. Yeah. I think he legitimately could do that, but instead he thinks the journey of making these two people realize they belong together is kind of sport for him.
He's
Yenta,
man. He's
Santa Yenta.
He wanted to give it. He wanted to give us free will, but also just kind of
yeah.
I want to hang out.
Sovereignty is
also the unfortunate.
Give to others in need. I'm really Santa.
I've never heard a Santa say help the unfortunate. Thought it was an interesting line. If I'm walking by a Santa, he's like, help the unfortunate. He's like, okay, I guess I will.
At that point, you have to.
Don't tell me to just jump to yell. I'll do it.
Help the unfortunate, Dan.
So I have a question. It's definitely what the Hallmark. Where are Lacey's parents? She says she's going home for Christmas every year. Christmas is a huge deal in her house, but her parents are going out of town. Like, what are her parents doing? Where are they going? Why
didn't they invite her?
If it's such a huge deal in her household, they would never go out of town over Christmas.
Hey, Lace, mom and dad going to Jamaica. You can't come.
You are not invited. Jamaica,
Merry
Vermont.
Christmas.
Jamaica, Vermont.
That's right. Hey. Dude. I don't understand it. No. I just, for the life of me, she's like, normally Christmas is a big deal, but my parents are going, like, it's normal for parents to just randomly go out.
It's like a
Christmas
in the crank sitch, but they just decided.
But if any of your parents, like, just decided, we're just going to be out of town for Christmas, that would be shocking. Like,
yes.
That would be.
It would be, yeah.
That didn't make any sense to me. So I want to know where they're going and what the reason is.
I think we did it, everybody. We did it. Congratulations. Merry Christmas to everybody out there. We got a couple, two whole more weeks.
Weeks of Christmas in July.
That's right. Good.
We're very excited. Chris, thanks for joining us. This was so much fun. I hope that you get to work with Lacey one day. And I hope this didn't ruin it for you. And I would love for you to promote anything you want to promote, whether it be your socials or anything else of the sort.
I'm just going to take this opportunity to promote Bramble Jam Plus. It's $5 a month unless you do the whole year in one big shebang. And then it's $50 for the whole year, and you could do this podcast plus all of the podcasts within your. You guys are becoming the Rupert Murdoch of podcasting.
I love it.
You?
I love it. I mean, I don't like Rupert Murdoch per se, but I like the fact that we're starting
like
to
what
get
he did.
Starting to like get him, but that conglomerate. Yes. Yeah. We got, so far we have 10 podcasts on the network.
11 today.
We're launching our 11th. That's right.
Today.
11 podcasts. And that's not just, we don't host all of them. There are people around the country that host podcasts for us. So there you go.
I'm toying with the idea.
We're working it out right now. I know
our people are talking to your people.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And by your people, I mean you and Quarantine.
Thought, so it's not going to, one particular idea won't last too long.
Especially if you're a flat earther, you're going to lose a lot or gain a lot of listeners.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, who knows?
I will say we have not tapped into the flat earth scene yet.
We have not.
So this could be our big opportunity. And who better than Chris to bring him in?
Of course.
That's what I always say.
You know, if you really want to get crazy, flat earth, it's almost like one of those snow globes.
Yeah.
Everything's inside of a Hallmark. Right? So it's just this globe over the whole Hallmark universe, which is
a disc. Plane. Think of a disc. Yeah. And it's going around. See, that's the whole
thing. This is why I love Chris and why his new podcast is what we need right now.
That's right. It's what we need. It's what the people need during COVID.
We have one more clip from Secret Thoughts with Chris.
Chris's Secret Thoughts.
We have one more clip.
Wow.
Let's cue that
clip.
Okay. I mean, it was confusing, you know, the first few minutes you're standing there wondering, you know, what the heck is happening. But then as soon as you give into it, you realize it's just a water slide. It's going to be okay. You'll eventually get to the bottom of the slide. It's just that when the floor drops out from underneath you and you are suspended in air and then gravity takes a hold of you, it is a startling, I don't know.
Man, that's good. That's good.
I didn't see it coming.
I did not either.
I did not see water slide coming.
I like that episode one, Flat Earth. Episode two, what's the deal with water slide?
It's really more Chris's thoughts on things that are even or should be. Once gravity takes you, look out. That was great.
I love it. Chris, we love
you. Thank you so much, Chris.
And I said this to you a couple weeks ago. Happy 2-year anniversary of friendship. And here's to many more.
Yeah, gentlemen, here's to us.
Here's to us, and here's to Christmas. May we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thanks for having me, gentlemen.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Friendly TV and recorded live in Greenville, South Carolina at the Bramble Jam Podcast Network Studios. It's produced by Brandon Gray. You can find out more information at deckthehallmark.com.